exist. Everybody knows it. It's a fact. Kiss, kiss. I sing the national anthem while I'm standing over your body. Hold you like a python. And you can't keep your hands off me or your pants on. See what you've done to me, King of Chevron. You said to be cool, but I'm already coolest. I said to get real. Don't you know who you're dealing with? Do you think you'll buy me lots of diamonds? And your party dress. I'm your national anthem, boy. Put your hands up. Give me a standing ovation. Boy, you have landed, babe, in the land of sweetness and danger, Queen of Saigon.
Tell me I'm your national.
Who you think about them? Making me so wild now.
Tell me I'm your national.
Sugar, sugar, how now? Take your body downtown.
Red, white, blues in the sky. Summer's in the air, baby, heaven's in your eyes.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I happen to have a special guest, somebody who's very close to me, so close to me that she was actually a part of me, literally, for 9 months within my womb. My daughter, Coral.
Hello.
Hello, Coco.
Hi.
All right. So I decided to have you on my show. Well, why do you think, Coral? Now I sound like a teacher. Somebody answer my question. See if you can think where I'm going with my train of thoughts. Okay. But why do you think I brought you on my show?
Well, I released a new song last week called Catch Me If You Can. And it's up on Spotify and other streaming platforms like Apple Music.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, let's talk a little bit about that. So we'll talk about, well, first of all, Coral has a list of music. I like to call her Coco, my little coconut, that she has chosen to have us listen to tonight. And, I'm going to be a little bit more divergent than typical, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So, let me interview you. Oh,
yes,
daughter
of course
of mine. Okay. So tell the people out there, first of all, how would you describe your music?
Well, I would say my music is definitely pop, more of like, kind of like, I would say like it's similar to artists like Olivia Rodrigo and Lana Del Rey. But I really take inspiration of both those artists and try and mash up the kind of genres.
Okay, so a singer-songwriter.
Yes, definitely.
You don't have a band.
No, I'm not. I'm just a solo artist.
Okay, there you go. And how long have you been playing guitar?
Well, I started in July of 2021.
Well, that recent, huh?
Yeah.
It's not that long that you've been playing, really.
No, I haven't. And I started playing... So first, I started playing ukulele when I was in grade 6.
Oh, that's
and then,
right.
I got so good at it, I was able to do every single chord progression, pattern, everything possible on the ukulele, and I upped it to instead of four strings, six strings, which was the guitar, and then learned more things on that and was able to progress that way.
Yes. And your father, of course, is a very good guitar player.
Yes. Although many people ask me if he taught me, and I actually, he didn't teach me anything.
Yeah. So you're self-taught?
Yeah.
And totally, so how did 100%. You teach yourself how to play guitar? I'm curious. Because as somebody myself, my background is in bass. I play bass and drums, and I found the guitar the hardest. I can play basic guitar, and I played it in a couple songs. I wrote a couple songs on guitar, but I found it very difficult. So how did you teach yourself how to play guitar?
Well, like I said, when I started with the ukulele, it was very simple chords. So I would just use one finger or two finger for a couple. And then when I went to guitar, I used this app called Tabs on my phone.
Oh.
And it actually shows you where to place your fingers. And I just copied that. And the thing with Tabs, which is what I like about it, is I can find songs that I like and then learn the chords from them. And then that's also at the same time when my singing started, because I didn't have any really song that I was listening to. It was just kind of free-handedly playing it. So the singing kind of came with that as I was trying to follow along with the...
So through an app?
Yeah, through an app. And I didn't even really... I mean, I had watched a couple YouTube videos for like riffs and more complicated like tab versions of guitar stuff. But no, it was totally just 100% like
self-taught. So I guess it's the same way I would have... the basics of teaching myself stuff like on the bass and guitar, but I just back in the day had it on paper. Like I had a book and I would look through.
Yeah, no, it's probably similar to that. Like there wasn't anybody that I was actually specifically watching. It was just like a sheet of like, okay, you have three placements on a string. You place your three fingers on the string and you strum, and then you keep doing that, and then you switch to a different chord and then a different chord, and then you
because there are some people that do teach as well. I'm sure you're aware. Like on YouTube, you can like would have drum lessons online back in the day, and I'd watch, I don't know, you name it, the drummer from the Chili Peppers, Chad, I think his name was, he was a good drummer, and he gave online drum lessons. So some people do it that way, and they'll watch and like chord progressions, like a guy sitting on a stool with a guitar. But you just did it through the app.
Yeah, no, I totally just did it through the app.
And it was easy.
Yeah, it was easy. Okay. And that's also the same app, too, I use for a lot of my ukulele stuff, too. Mm,
cool.
So I really enjoy using it. And I have, like, it's like a subscription, too. And when you buy it, you get exclusive access to, like, all the songs and then videos and special features that the app offers.
Okay, well, we were going to play what? Tell us what you want. First of all, this is... pretty much your night.
Okay.
This cool. And by the way, in case you just joined us, this is my daughter, Coral, my little coconut, Coral Hetherington, who is how old?
17.
Grade what?
12.
Yes. And so she's a young emerging artist, obviously. And my show here, I've been doing it since I think 2003.
Yeah, before I was born.
Every second Wednesday. So first of all, we played one of your songs, not your songs, your choice of songs.
Yeah.
Tell us about the first song.
So this first song, National Anthem, is by my favorite artist, Lana Del Rey. And I collect all of her vinyl records. And I have a huge wall of like posters of her, and I just love her music, and her lyric writing too has really inspired me too, and her poetry, and I just love the way that she is able to compose her music and also the writing structure.
And is she from LA?
No, she's actually from New York, I believe.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, for some reason I've just
New
pictured
York
her.
New York State, not the city.
I'm not as exactly a Californian. Sure. But does she live in California?
Yeah, she more recently has okay, been interesting. In California. All
right. Okay, cool. So the next song we have chosen to play is what, Coral?
So this is Where Is My Mind by the Pixies.
This is interesting that you would have chosen this song because
I have an explanation.
Because myself and your father, huge Pixies fans, like huge, so much so that back in the day I was in a band, and our band actually was we had the comparisons to the Pixies because we were so deeply influenced by them, all three of us. And now, but the reason I'm bringing this up is because should we play your song now or should we play your song after this Pixie song?
We can play after the Pixie song, because I think, so the reason I chose this song is because when I was thinking of, you know, songs to play for this special show tonight, this was one of the songs that I actually learned first on the guitar.
Oh.
Because of, you know, the special new, new, new.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I learned how to do that, and then also the strumming pattern. I just absolutely love the chords and the strumming pattern to it, and it just, I think it flows super well on guitar, and
it's a beautiful
song. It's such a beautiful
song. And actually, it's one of the songs, and I think we've had this conversation, that both of us were taught by whom? Didn't your father teach you this song?
No.
Oh, because daddy taught me.
I teach everything myself.
I know, but your father actually taught me.
Oh, really?
Back in the late 90s. And so because of him, I was able to play pieces of the song. Okay, whatever. So should we listen to Where's My Mind by the Pixies or
of
your
course.
Song? Okay,
let's do Where's My Mind by the
Pixies. Let's do this and then we'll come back. Yeah, Maybe we'll play your song right after this.
To give a detailed explanation to my own song too, because
of course you would.
A huge process.
My little Leo.
Okay, you know what? Let's not
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. All right. Should we listen to the Pixies?
Of course.
Okay. Let's what album is this off of?
This is from Surfer Rosa.
Yeah. What year?
76?
No, not 76.
I don't know. 82?
I think it's 1987.
Okay.
Let me just
So this was
Surfer Rosa. Now, for those people who are not aware, this album by the Pixies is actually, I think it's 87. Am I right? Oh, 88. Okay. Close. I was pretty close. So Surfer Rosa is actually an EP by the Pixies, and they combined it with, oh my God, it's been a while now. Surfer Rosa, what's the other? Oh, and Come On Pilgrim. That's it. So Come On Pilgrim is a mini album, and so is Surfer Rosa, and it's often put out as Surfer Rosa, Come On Pilgrim. And Come On Pilgrim came out in 87. That's the deal. Okay, let's listen to the song then. And should we listen to the remastered version? Or the original? Let's listen to the original. Okay, let's go to take a little walk through Pixies. All right, there we go. Okay, here we go. This is the Pixies here on CITR 101.1. 101.1 101.9 FM Vancouver. By the way, folks, my left ear is still not fully hearing. I have a little bit of an issue with my left ear. 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is the Pixies with Where's My Mind.
Stop. We'll be right back.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that, of course, is the Pixies from their 1998 release, Surfer Roses / Come On Pilgrim. And do you know anything about the Pixies, Coral?
I love them.
Okay, so those people who are unaware, the Pixies hail from where? Let me school you. From Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I was going to say New York.
Yeah, no, Boston. And do you know who the members are?
There's a guy and a girl and two other guys. Yeah.
So you've got David Lovering on the drums. You've got Kim Deal, very famously, on the bass. And of course, you got who's this lead singer?
I don't know.
Okay, you got hold on a second here. Sorry, look at this, Kimberly Ann Deal. Now Kim Deal is actually a twin. I'll get into Black Francis in a minute. That's Frank Black. He's a lead singer, and Kim Deal is a twin out of Dayton, Ohio. Fun fact. So those who are listening, I'm just sort of schooling my daughter. Coral is with me here in the studio. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, on the Pixies. So Frank Black wrote pretty much all the songs, most of them. Kim Deal wrote a couple. David Lovering wrote like one. And then you had Joey Santiago. He's the guitar player. And I was going to tell you a little bit about them. Basically, long story short, is at the end of the band, there was some conflict between Black Francis, or Frank Black, and Kim Deal. Frank wanted full control. And I don't know that he treated Kim that well. And toward the end, she left the band. And her twin sister, Kelly, so Kim and Kelly Deal, they're both from, like, I don't know if I mentioned, Dayton, Ohio. And unfortunately, Kelly went through a pretty bad addiction to heroin. And she eventually got busted when she had heroin shipped to her through the mail. They discovered that. Isn't that fascinating?
Oh.
Yep. And what else can I tell you about the Pixies? Just that they pretty much influenced everybody, especially Nirvana. They were hugely influenced by the Pixies. And the Pixies, they were on 4AD records. And they were huge in Great Britain. So they were actually pretty much considered, as the British would say, like pop stars there. And in North America, they're more obscure. And of course, you had different releases. Like 4AD is a British label. And so you had like sort of the American version of whatever release. For example, that album we heard that on is Surfer Rosa / Come On Pilgrim, which is two EPs put together. Technically, they're released separately, but anyways. There you go. That's the Pixies. Now, Frank Black, or excuse me, he was called Frank Black while he was in the Pixies. Then he did a solo. He had his own solo side career where he was Black Francis. Or no. Sorry, I lied. He was Frank Black. He was Frank Black then. But in the band, he called himself Black Francis, go figure. And some of his solo stuff is very good. There you go. Okay, enough about the Pixies. Now, shall we listen to your song, Coconut?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This is Coral Ava, right?
Yes, Coral
Ava. And you have one song that's been put out into the streaming.
I actually have two.
Oh, you have two?
Yeah, so my first one that I released called Don't Listen to Lies, that's more of an... it was an acoustic version, so there's not anything going on in the background,
okay.
Drums, bass, etc. But this one, Catch Me If You Can, that I released last week, this one is a fully composed bass, drums, piano, guitar, everything in the mix.
You know what they call that? Mastered.
Yes.
Now, mastering, I don't know that it's been officially mastered. Mastered is when you get like the top-notch guy, go in and polish it completely. But it sounds like it's been well mixed.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I've heard it. It's good. Okay. So we've got Catch Me If You Can on Spotify.
Yes.
And you said your other song is also on Spotify?
Yeah. So Don't Listen to Lies. That one you can also find on Spotify
okay.
and other
streaming
platforms.
So if I click here, I guess two songs should pop up. Oh, here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. I've already been there, of course.
Look, I'm verified, too.
Okay, cool. You're verified. Look at you. So which one do we want to play first?
Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, see? I favorited that one.
Oh, do you see how that? Sweet of you.
Look at that. It's favorited.
Thank you.
It shows your mother cares. Okay, Catch Me. Let's play this one. And then let me favorite that one, too. Okay, Don't Listen to Lies. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Maybe we should show the first one and then to show the difference between like what an acoustic one is.
So which one do we want to listen to first?
I think maybe we should listen to the older one first.
Don't Listen to
the
Lies?
The other one later.
Do you want to tell us about what the song is about?
Okay. So this song I wrote, it was kind of like a song I wanted to write because I had been listening to a couple of artists who had been telling stories through their songs, and I wanted to come up with, I guess, my own kind of story that kind of was about somebody who, just this girl who did not really believe in herself, and it was very
totally fictional,
insecure.
Right? It's not based on anybody.
So, yeah, these songs that I write, or these two that I've uploaded more specifically, are ones that I've kind of come up more in my imagination. So
right.
I've been more creative.
Which is really interesting. I think most people write from experience, but in this situation, this is a completely fictional account.
Well, I mean, as a 17-year-old who just goes home and sleeps all day, I don't really have any fun life experiences to write about.
Okay. Well, some 17-year-olds do have fun life experiences.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Sleeping and eating chips is not something I want to write about.
Well, you're going to start snowboarding, right?
Yeah, so maybe I can write something about I'm on the hill and I'm going down and I see the horizon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. That sounds like fun. So, okay. Yeah. Don't Listen to the Lies?
Yes.
Okay, let's listen to it, okay? But let's listen to the song.
Let's listen to Not Listening the Lies,
okay,
which is the song Don't Listen to the Lies.
All right, let's do it. The station is CITR 101 FM Vancouver.
Don't you dare listen to the lies. Don't you listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
But it's too late.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and if you're not sure who that is Binky out of North Carolina from the 2021 release of his entitled Motor Function. He is the offspring of Kenyan parents, and he's just really cool on all levels. He's a young guy. He's like claims he was like influenced by Jimi Hendrix, Andre 3000. Who else? I was just reading this. Kanye, of course, who is actually now called what? What's Kanye's name?
Ye.
And have they found Kanye yet?
No.
I keep asking my students, because I teach high school, for those who are unaware, have they found Kanye yet? And they're like, oh, what, he's missing? So I'm just Googling, have they found Kanye or Ye? Have they found Kanye yet? Because he's gone missing. Has Kanye West been found? Asks TMZ. TMZ reports the opposite. It says Kanye West was seen for the first time in weeks with a mystery woman. Okay. Ooh, let's take a look who that is.
2 days ago.
Kanye West, this is from 2 days ago, out in public for the first time in weeks with mystery woman. Mm. Ooh, it looks like his mother. Look at, there
his
he is.
His mother's dead, though.
Oh, this lady looks, maybe he's dating a 70-year-old. I don't know. Maybe she just looks old through the car window. Okay, I like this. It says right here on the article, Kanye West is back to his regularly scheduled program, getting out and about again, and with a new mystery woman by his side during his first time in public in several weeks. Ooh. Okay. That's Ye, of course. Okay. And that's our Kanye update. All right. Back to you, Coral. So we heard your song.
Yeah. So that was Don't Listen to the Lies.
Yeah.
I was telling my mom as the song was playing.
It was
you
me.
You can hear. Yeah. Okay. You could hear truck noises in the background because I just recorded that in my bedroom. That is on a busy street.
Yeah, so that's right.
You could hear.
Yeah, pow. That was pretty crazy. You recorded that in your bedroom.
Yeah. So I used two tracks for that. One of them was me playing just the instrumental, which I was not singing to. And then after I played the acoustic guitar, I went back and then sang over that and listened for my own instrumental and sang into a microphone.
Nice.
For that. And then, you know, it was just two tracks, so there was not much editing going
on. Of the two songs that you have put out there, that song is the most lo-fi, right?
Oh, yeah.
The other one that we will be listening to soon is quite polished, right?
Yes.
No, okay,
that one
cool.
took a long time.
So right now, let's move on. What song do you want to hear? Or how about I play a song and then we'll go to a whole bunch of your songs? This one's just already queued up.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, cool. We'll do that one.
And then maybe we'll just go to your songs. Okay, okay. The time is 7:11. Oh, I'll also give 7:11. Yep, I'll also give the weather forecast too.
Slurpee.
So let's listen to the New Pornographers from their, I think this is their 2000 album on Mint Records. I think it's just self-titled. Let me just click on this here. Why is that not opening up? Anyways, we're going to hear The Slow Descent into Alcoholism. It's a great song, and let's get that going. Okay. And these guys, of course, are local. Now, the New Pornographers have out a new record I saw, and I don't know too much about it, but I'm going old school here. So let's listen to this one. All right?
Yeah, sounds
okay,
great.
Okay, cool. I think you might like them.
Okay, all right. Awesome.
This is the New Pornographers on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
the carvings on the face say they find it hard.
I don't really listen. I'm in the blue moon sun, but when you were love, I kill any pain. Look what you've done. I'm a motherfucking star boy. Look what you've done. I'm a motherfucking star boy. Let a nigga brag pit, legend of the fall, took the year like a bandit. Bought mama a crib and a brand new wagon. Now she hit the grocery shop looking lavish. Star Trek roof in the Wraith of Khan. Girls get loose when they hear the song. 100 on the dash, get me close to God. We don't pray for love, we just pray for cause. House so empty, need a centerpiece. 20 racks of table cut from ebony. Cut that ivory into skinny pieces. Then she clean up with her face, man, I love my baby. You talking money, need a hearing aid. You talking about me, I don't see the shade. Switch out my side, I take any lane. I switch out my core if I kill any pain. Look what you done.
Hello. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM at UBC.
That is correct. Good job, Coral.
Yeah,
yeah, you're Coral.
Coral, Ava.
And I'm Anita B. I'm your mom. And this is my regularly scheduled show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. And you're my very special guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you want to tell us about that last song? Which, let me also for the record state that I have zero interest in The Weeknd. I don't care. It's very mainstream music, which CITR, for the most part, we don't play because other stations play that. We're more specialty, like underground music. And that's fine. Like, I don't hate The Weeknd, but I just really have no interest in The Weeknd. And that's fine that you do. So tell us about The Weeknd. I don't really know too much about this guy except that he's Canadian and that his music all sounds the same to me.
Okay, awesome. Totally not judgmental at all.
That's my job.
He is Canadian, yep. And his name is actually Abel.
Abel?
Abel. Yeah. A-B-E-L.
Oh, I thought you were saying his name is like A, initial, and then B-E-L-L is last name.
No, Abel.
Oh, Abel.
Yeah.
Like A-B-E-L?
Yeah.
Is he able-bodied?
No, Mom.
I don't know.
Stop. So, and then he goes by The Weeknd. Why are you so tired? Like,
I'm
not.
I'm just being sarcastic because I can do that with you. You're my kid.
Okay, yeah. So, he has a couple of hits, I believe, off of... So, Starboy is his... One of the songs that I love the most, and it's off of the album Starboy.
What did I think he was singing?
I'm in love with a star boy.
I thought, I was like, is he gay? And you're like, no.
No.
I'm like, well, he's in love with a star boy.
No.
But I think the lyric said something else.
Yeah.
Some swear word than star boy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I was like, I'm in love with a star boy.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's okay if you're gay. I'm just saying. To the public. It's like that Seinfeld episode.
This is so chaotic.
It is. My brain, that's how it works. Anyways, back to him. And he's from Toronto, correct?
Yeah, he's from Toronto.
Okay.
Canadian, which is pretty cool. Well, so,
does he have a girlfriend?
I don't know.
Is
to be
gay?
Honest.
No, just
no right, he's. Just we right. went over this.
I don't care. I don't know. Is he married?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
But he went on a tour recently.
Okay.
He came to Vancouver and
oh.
I think after he came to Vancouver, he went to LA to play a show and then he lost his voice and he couldn't play at LA because he performed so hard at Vancouver that he lost his voice for LA and then he had to cancel
the show.
So
okay.
People were very appreciative of the fact that they got all of his vocal energy in the in the Vancouver show.
So that's our star boy.
Yeah.
That's The Weeknd. All right. Cool. Now let's talk about the band we played before, which I'm also, the two of us are co-fans. We both very much like MGMT. And if, in fact, I believe I introduced you to MGMT.
Okay, so I have to say something about this. Uh-huh. So the song Little Dark Age that you heard earlier, I originally heard this in the car with my mom.
Uh-huh.
And she was playing on the radio. And I loved it so much. I loved, you know, like the synthy, gothy kind of tune that goes along with it. And I decided to take out my phone, pull up my notes app, and just jot it down. And I think I was the end of grade 8. So this was like 4 years ago, years ago. And so this was 2019. And I come home a couple days later and I'm kind of bored. I'm like, okay, what to do? And I opened up my notes app, remembered I found the song, and I started playing it. I really enjoyed it, listened to their whole album, Little Dark Age, with all the other hits on it. And then I came to found out that they were the also same artists that created tracks like Kids, Time to Pretend, and Electric Feel, which my mom had played for me when I was like a toddler. Like
your
when
dad
I
and I
four.
Used to have like little dance parties with you and Dexter. And we would listen to that song with the bubbles, like, what's that song
called? That song is,
which one is that one? Electric Feel? No, it's not.
Was that Time to Pretend?
Time to Pretend, yes. Yeah.
And so
is that the one where they date models and do cocaine, heroin with the stars or something?
Yeah,
that's right. That's okay.
So yeah, I thought that was really interesting how the pieces just connect, and I felt like it just opened up like a whole part.
So now
of
you're
my
probably the biggest
of.
MGMT fan I've ever met.
Yeah. So I could not. So that summer of 2019, that was the only thing I listened to was that album, just all their stuff.
That's right.
I was just so obsessed with all their stuff, and I would just love to listen to. I would research their songs too and find the meanings. One of their songs, TSLAMP, Time Spent Looking at My Phone, I think is about the Trump presidency, or maybe this was Little Dark Age. But Little Dark Age was written about the Trump presidency.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's what it's based on?
Yeah. So,
good job.
There's like love.
I'm learning stuff here.
So, like, love seeping from the guns, bring your stone to the bridge, all the rage, my little dark age.
Nice.
So yeah, it was about, you know, how they, it's like the little dark age of America.
So I take it they're not Trump supporters.
No.
Like, what, you know, progressive artist would be a Trump supporter?
Yeah,
really?
I don't think anybody.
Like, I would think
openly...
country music.
Yeah, no, country stuff.
Maybe bluegrass?
Nobody's openly going to just admit that they're a Trump supporter, so.
That's awesome. Okay, so that was the weekend, and then it's time for us to... I guess go back to some Coral Ava music, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're listening just now, tuning in, I've got my 17-year-old grade 12 daughter, Coral, here in the studio with me. And the event, I guess, is to usher in her new music.
Yeah.
On the airwaves.
Which is so cool.
Yeah. So if you go to Spotify... And there are
other stream services.
Tell us the other services.
Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Music, Amazon Music. Like, it's every website, Deezer, you know, European apps, Chinese streaming platforms. Like, I don't even know the names of most of them, but that's where the streaming service, like, it will distribute it to all of these different places for my song to be streamed. So you can find it virtually everywhere as long as you search up the name Coral Ava. And my song title, which we're about to play now, Catch Me If You Can.
I bet the Uyghurs in China are not listening to your songs.
Yeah.
I think they've been censored in China. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, let's get back away from my social studies lesson into some Catch Me If You Can, right?
Yeah, Catch Me
Do you want to tell us a little bit about this song?
Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to. So this song was, this was the most difficult song of mine to write and come up with, and very... very tedious and a lot of effort and even trying to compose it. But so the lyrics took me about a month to write. I really had to sit and think about how I wanted the story of this song to play out.
Uh-huh.
And so basically the story that I created in my mind was that there's this girl who ends up becoming like a popular singer, and her friend never really believed in her singing, was said, oh, don't pursue it. It's not for you. Like, you're never going to make it.
That's not a very fun friend.
Yeah, exactly. And so basically she ends up making it. And so she invites her to the show to see, oh, look, I made it. So it's kind of like a indirect revenge type of concept of like, it's not, I love playing on
It's a triumphant.
That. Yeah, I like playing on that like kind of fun theme of like, it's kind of karma, but it's not like, it's not like you're directly like trying to, you know, fight with them, but it's like an indirect type of thing where it's like, yeah, like karma, like it just ended up coming to you, and the person that just didn't, was rained on your parade, didn't get what they deserved. So I love that kind of concept of music, and I thought it was really fun to play with all the lyrics. But yeah,
I've had a long day. If I'm yawning, it's only because I'm very very fascinated with your story, trust me. I'm just very, it's a long day. I was telling Coral, I've been doing this show since what, 2003? And while I do love music, and every time I get to the station, I'm like re-energized and the music gets me going. It is a little bit daunting. Like, you've had your full day at work. In my case, I teach high school. And then I come home and I'm like, I like nap for like 20 minutes. And then I'm like, hey, I need to put food into my stomach and then head back out. And then us living in East Van, I think anybody coming to UBC, as a matter of fact, it's far. Right?
Yeah.
UBC is pretty isolated. So enough of me complaining. Let's listen to Catch Me If You Can.
Yes, Catch Me If You Can.
All right. This is the Spotify one. And let me make sure that we're all set up here. Good. Okay. This is Coral Ava on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah, that's it.
I got you a ticket for the 9 o'clock show, so will you stay or will you go? It'll be a special night, cause I'll be the one that's singing in the light. And it'll be making me shine, well I can see the look that's in your eyes. Always making me cry, so let's see if you'll tell another lie. But it's too late, cause I'm up here on the stage. I'm singing from these pages that you've always hated. And you better wait, let's leave it up to fate. If everything follows my plan, you'll need to catch me if you can. So catch me if you can. So catch me if you can. And I'm not going down without a fight. So catch me if you can. If you ever wanna make amends, you're gonna need to catch me if you can. And you showed up at the 9 o'clock show to see me sing for people you don't know. And you kinda look a bit surprised, cause you saw that I had won the first prize. If you believed in me, you would have seen that from the start. But it's kinda like we traded places, cause now you're the one that's sitting in the dark. But things are different now, and I don't think you'll live this down. Cause I'll go down in history while you'll go down in infamy. Check, check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, check. Now I'm on the dance floor. 5, 6, 7, 8. Now you know. Mistake. You're gonna need a raise, so catch me if you can. So catch me if you can. We were never on the same page. You and me had times that you would cross my lines, and so. Friendship, it hurt, and it only got worse. But all that's over now, cause I'm reaching for my crown. And you'll always let me down. Catch me if you can. Oh, catch.
catch me if you can. If you ever wanna see me again, you're gonna need to
catch me if you can.
All right, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I've got my daughter Coral here with us. And we just listened to The Shins from their 2001 album, O Inverted World. The song is Caring is Creepy. And I was just telling Coral here, my daughter, that they're from New Mexico.
Yeah.
And James Mercer is the lead singer. And that song was actually on the soundtrack to, what's it called? Garden State. Yeah, that's right. The movie Garden State with Zach Braff. Zach Braff? Braffman? Zach Braff, yeah. And there you go. Before that, we heard something from Coral herself.
Yes.
The song is Catch Me If You Can. And it's quite a lushly produced song.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us who played on that song?
Yeah. So Justin.
Justin who?
Justin Lay.
Justin Lee.
Justin Lee, my dad's friend.
Was also, now, drummer. If anyone remembers the 90s, your father was in a band called what?
Pluto.
Yeah. And they were like a major label band on Virgin Records Canada. They played like all the sort of, I don't know, edge fests. And I met your father actually in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yep. I was working at a radio station. And so they were pretty big rock stars for a few years there.
Yes.
They really were. And so Justin Lee was the drummer of Pluto.
Yes.
And tell us more.
And then John Ompu.
Yep. John was the bass player in Pluto. Yeah.
And so he played bass for my song.
Yep.
And when I heard the bass track, I was just so blown away.
Yeah.
And that kind of set up the song. And then also, too, I played acoustic guitar. And then my dad, Rolf Hetherington, played electric guitar for the riff version. And then also, too, Catherine Isaac. She played piano on this.
Nice.
Too.
The piano is quite pretty.
Yeah.
I was just mentioning that as we were listening to the song. I was like, who plays the piano there?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Very nice.
So I'm glad
Good
I
job.
Got to
Cat, right?
Yeah, Cat.
Yeah, Cat. Okay, cool. All right. The time is 7:44. Now, we're going to move into the Arctic Monkeys because Coral likes them. And so she's my co-pilot tonight.
Yes.
But before we do, let's look at the weather. Let's see what's happening here. I like to always share the weather with everybody because I think it's important. Now, it's currently 9 degrees here in the city of Vancouver and overcast. Now, let's take a look at the forecast. The next 7 days, tomorrow, it looks like this. So Thursday, Friday, highs of 9 and 10 and rain. And as we head into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday looks like a high of 10, light rain. And Sunday, regular rain with a high of 8. And then that's that. So
interesting.
What's it going to look like? More importantly, for myself, what do you think I'm interested in?
Skiing.
Yeah, I like to go to Cyprus. So I don't know. I don't know. It's I could tell you the Cyprus forecast, but nobody cares. Well, I care. It's quite involved, so whatever. Just know that as you go higher in elevation, the rain will turn into snow. However, it looks pretty warm here. So from what I did look up, it looks a little grim up there in the mountains. It looks like it may, whatever snows up at Cypress and, you know, Grouse and Seymour, hopefully, knock on wood, it may not stay. I don't know. The conditions, we've had a very, very strange season so far. As you know, it dumped, right? We got a full, and of course, me, Coral, and Dexter were away.
Yeah.
In my hometown of Windsor.
Nightmare travels.
And I'm like seeing all this like 8,000, you know, inches of snow falling. And I'm so jealous. And I'm just like, ugh, I just
want to
be there and
back.
I want to ski. I want to ski. It's like so beautiful. It was like, and people are just like, epic snow, dude. Like, that's all I heard.
Yeah, it was like such a rave about
it. I couldn't believe it. And then I come home. Guess what happened?
It's all gone.
It's all gone. I was like, are you joking? Like,
it was so sad.
Like, Cyprus had pretty much all the runs open. Like, even the weird ones that are not always open, and they look beautiful. All the lifts are running. And I was like, wow, we're in heaven. Not so much anymore. Anyways, the conditions last night were pretty good, by the way. And Coral is looking like she could be entering the world of snowboarding, correct?
Yeah. I used to skateboard a couple years back.
Yeah.
Like, so there you go. 2 years, a year ago. So
she's got the flow. We'll see.
Transition to snowboarding.
There you go. Okay. So speaking of the snow, Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah. So
tell us about this song.
This song, Body Paint, is off of their new album released in October called The Car. And I actually went to the record store and picked up the custard color vinyl. And it came with this tote bag, which is really cool. And I really love their song. So as you, some people may know, some of their popular songs come off of their album AM from 2013.
Okay.
Like songs like Do You Know or Are You Mine or a couple others too.
Yeah.
But this song is their most recent album. And this one is more definitely of like a lower, I would say, speed type of album. And definitely a lot of good hits on this. However, not a lot of people, I would say, listen to this compared to their older stuff because it is more of like a lower speed of album.
There was a song that the Arctic Monkeys put out, I don't know, maybe 4-ish, 5, 6 years ago that I was like, I really didn't like. And at which point it turned me off the Arctic Monkeys. I used to kind of like them back in the day.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I'll like this one.
Yeah, this one's quite a good one. Okay. I love the lyricism.
All right, let's take a listen. This Virgo, this very critical girl, is like, I don't know. Let's listen. If Coral likes it,
yes,
I probably won't.
I hope you like this one. This one's a good one.
Just joking. Okay, this is Body Paint. And these guys are from where?
England.
Of course, yes. Okay, cool. All right, let's make sure this is all set up. Yes, it is. And let's listen to the Arctic Monkeys here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
For a master of deception and subterfuge, you've made yourself quite the bed to lie in. Do your time traveling through the tanning booth so you don't let the sun catch you crying. So predictable. Know what you're thinking. My teeth are beating and my knees are weak. It's as if there's something up with the wiring. Come poke your head behind. You've gone into hiding. So predictable, I know what you're thinking. I'm watching your every move. I feel the tears are coming on. It won't be long. It won't be long. Straight from the cover shoot, steal a trace of body paint on your legs and on your arms and on your face. And I'm keeping on my costume and calling it a writing tool. And if you're thinking of me, I'm probably thinking of you. Thank you.
If I don't have you with me, I'm alone. You know I never know which way to go. I think I need you with me for a time. When I need new direction for my mind, you listen to my lectures on the phone. You help me find the treasure in the hole. You tell me if I'm acting like a fool. I know that you're not something to lose. No, I've got something.
Okay, Coco claims those are banging hits.
They're not, they're my own favorite.
They're her favorites.
Okay, you know what?
So I was just starting to type in. So if you hate these songs, don't blame me. You can blame Cora. I'm just joking.
Songs. You have bad taste in music.
Oh, clearly I have bad taste in music. But I'm just saying these are cool.
No, it's a joke.
Let the record state that Coral has chosen most of the music tonight, and I'm happy.
Yeah, thank you.
That's good.
I'm happy. This is like my first time on the show. Yeah. So
let's see. What did we listen to there, Coral? What was that?
So we listened.
What was that banging hit?
Stop. Okay. So the last one we just heard was Compass by The Neighborhood, which actually is my favorite band, I believe.
Oh. And they're from where?
They are from America.
Okay.
Someplace in the States. Right. Let me see. Oh, no. They're from California. I believe they're
California?
From
Los
Angeles.
Okay.
But in grade 8, I really loved listening to a lot of their albums. And this summer, I started listening to that one album, Hard to Imagine the Neighborhood Ever Changing. And it comes with a lot of just, you know, more upbeat songs that I love to, you know, walk to the rhythm to when I go to work, or just even when I'm working or studying, or just, I think they're great songs to listen to.
Cool.
And all my friends love them too.
All right, cool. Well, this is it. We're going to leave. We're out of here. The time is 7:57, and it's been a slice.
Yeah,
thank you, Coral, for joining
awesome.
Me.
Thank
it's
you,
very nice.
Mom, for bringing me on.
She's 17. She's in grade 12.
Yeah.
And she's got a budding music career.
Yeah. Hopefully that goes up. Somewhere
cool. Okay, so I'm gonna leave us with a good song, I've decided. Just joking. I'm going through some old songs here, and I mean, this is old, this is from the 90s, and it's super quality. I'm gonna teach you about a band. They're called Eric's Trip, Coral.
Oh yeah, I've heard about them.
You know about Eric's Trip? They're from New Brunswick. What's the town in New Brunswick? Not Fredericton.
St. John's?
Yeah, what is there? Tell you they're from New Brunswick
or Fredericton. Wait, was
I think they're from Fredericton.
Yeah, Fredericton.
Let me make sure. I want to.
I think St. John's is like Newfoundland.
New Brunswick. Let's make sure I know the town. They are from Moncton. That's what it is. They're from Moncton.
So not the capital.
Good thing I did not say Fredericton. I knew they're from New Brunswick, Moncton. And this is Rick White. That's his band. And Julie Dwaran. Have you heard of her?
No.
Anyways. That is, those are the two main characters. And of course, there's two others. And they were part of that whole Halifax pop explosion in the 90s, even though they were from Moncton, which is close enough to sort of qualify. Sub Pop picked them up after the whole Seattle explosion deal. And this record is one of my favorites of theirs. It's called Purple Blue. And this song is called 16 Hours. And I think it kind of epitomizes like indie, Canadian quality indie rock. So maybe you'll like it. And if you don't,
I probably will.
Okay, cool. Let's
take
a listen. All right. And that's it.
I'm like you.
Good night, folks. Right?
Yeah. Good night, everybody. Have a good night. Well, sleep dreams.
Yeah. And I'll be back
in 2 weeks.
I'll be back in 2 more weeks. Exactly. Yeah. So my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, runs every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8.
And you'll hear some more banging hits in 2 weeks from my mom, everybody.
Shut up. Okay, cool. This is Eric's trip. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Driving.